producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny.
Okay.
By rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Light it up, folks. Jonathan is with us, and I'm glad to have him. Cheryl Chumley's going to join us in just a moment. Jonathan, how are you, my friend?
Doing well, Robert, but I'm afraid the State of the Union isn't so great because that Federal Trade Commission has decided that it will destroy the market, and I have a very good example of that in a case that I'm dealing with right now that we will soon be appealing to the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit. Believe it or not, the Federal Trade Commission has ruled that unless something completely breaks down into elements in nature within 5 years after you discard it, throw it into the trash, it is not going to be deemed biodegradable. And what that means is that a banana peel, a banana, an orange, a piece of wood, paper, a bologna sandwich, none of these things can be deemed biodegradable in their advertising, despite the fact that scientists almost universally, indeed I would say those that study in this field, universally say all of these things are intrinsically biodegradable. Yeah. It doesn't matter to the Federal Trade Commission. What they've ruled is that the term biodegradable, in fact, cannot be used.
So there's a statute of limitations on biodegradability. It has to happen within, what, 60 days, 90 days, 3 years, 5 years? What are you saying?
They're saying what they ruled today, a couple of days ago, totally arbitrary decision, something that does not completely break down into elements in nature, and nothing breaks down into elements in nature. they're all compounds.
Right.
When they break down.
Yeah, so they want to say single elements. We want carbon.
Within 5 years after customary disposal, it has to do that, or if it does not, it cannot be claimed biodegradable. All the scientists with which we have communicated, the experts in this field, across the board, even the government's own experts in the case, do not concur with that new standard because it means that nothing is biodegradable under that standard. In other words, everything we know to be biodegradable, an orange, a banana, a piece of wood, a piece of paper, all of those things cannot reliably biodegrade into elements in nature within 5 years. 20 years, 15 years maybe, and not into elements. They'll be
FTC,
in compounds.
The FTC is now the FTCC, right? Double C. It's Federal Trade Commission on Crack, because that's crazy.
That's right. What they've been doing in case after case is coming up with arbitrary rules that impair the ability of companies to communicate truthful information to consumers. In this case, they've destroyed the biodegradable marketplace. In other words, there's no incentive now for companies to make biodegradable plastics, biodegradable products, because they can't label
them. They can't label it as such. There's no advantage. So here you come to save the day. You're going to the appeals in this. I want to talk to you.
They have the hubris to say that no one can even label their product as environmentally friendly if they're biodegradable but don't meet their definition, which again means that no one can label their products environmentally friendly. This is a very dangerous decision, and we'll need to talk about this some more at in another occasion. But we're going to set up a legal defense fund. We want people to contribute to it. This company's been through 5 years of obnoxious, abusive, extremely aggressive and unfair litigation against them by this agency on this ridiculous proposition. Their products cause plastics to break down into elements and compounds at a rate that's faster than that which occurs in conventional plastics.
Conventional
plastics take tens of thousands of years
right.
to break down.
So if you accelerate it, you think that would be an environmentally friendly product that the Obama administration would say, hey, that's good, the FTC should approve this thing, and they've been fighting it tooth and nail.
Yep, fighting it tooth and nail. It's a wholly arbitrary thing. It looks like a protectionist action to me to protect a group of companies that make things called compostables, that is things that go into compost piles and break down, from competition outside of that through all these innovations in plastic production and infusion, which can cause plastics to become biodegradable. It's a protectionist move. It's an anti-competitive move. When it comes to plastics, and virtually everything that is environmentally deemed environmentally friendly and breaks down and biodegrades, you can't do it unless it happens within 5 years. But when it comes to the compostables, by their own Green Guides rule, there is no time limit.
Right.
And they can call them biodegradable. So they have this exception carved out just for this one industry sector. Everybody else is essentially forbidden from using those terms. How about that?
All right, Jonathan. I know you're fired up on this. You've just come out of it. I want to bring Cheryl Chumley into the mix here. She's got a new article about, it's over on WND.com, Obama backtracks on Afghanistan troop promise. Now, I'll hazard a guess that if the Federal Reserve note was not still considered the world reserve currency, we couldn't afford to be there. And, of course, we're teetering on the brink of that as countries are saying no more petrodollar. But, Cheryl, what happened with Obama backtracking on the Afghanistan troop promise?
Right. Well, basically, after years and years, both on the campaign trail and, well, President Obama had promised all these years that he was going to draw down all U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan before he left office, except for a very, very small force of 1,000 or less stationed at the U.S. Embassy. Instead, today, he's flip-flopped on that notion, and now he said that he's going to keep the present 9,800 U.S. troops in the country through the end of this year, through the end of 2016, and draw down to 5,500 by 2017. The bigger news is that their missions haven't changed. They are still there mostly for training and for counterterrorism aimed at rooting out al-Qaeda forces in the area. But the problem with that is that when you don't task U.S. military members for actual war missions, you put them in a vulnerable spot. As we've all seen the headlines through the years about U.S. troops killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan by those very troops that they're supposed to be training, that we're supposed to be allied with. So now these troops are committed to stay over there a couple more years, enduring the same risks and threats. And once again, their mission is a little bit cloudy, training counterterrorism for some al-Qaeda insurgent forces in the area.
Well, we've got news, of course, of CIA involvement and opium poppy stuff. I mean, I have a lot of questions about why we're really there. I mean, Afghanistan, the place where empires go to die. Why are we there?
Well, ostensibly, it's to root out terrorism, you know, because of the whole war on terrorism that started in 2001 under President Bush. And since, we've had troops there. It's called our longest-running, longest-lasting conflict, Afghanistan is right now. You know, there's a lot of theories out there about why we're actually continuing to be there. But I think at this present time, Obama has made a political decision because he knows if he draws down all the troops before he leaves office, bluntly speaking, that's going to put Democrats in a bad spot, because what's going to happen is certain terrorist elements are going to surge in the area. He already has a political and image problem with the spread of ISIS, and probably to protect Democratic Party interests going into the next election, he needs to keep Afghanistan as calm as possible. That's my cynical assessment, but Obama is pretty political.
I don't know that he does anything outside of politics at this point. Jonathan, why are we in Afghanistan? I know what they say, but I just got a doubt with Obama running the show that he even knows why we're there.
Well, I think that Cheryl's right on target here. This is a force that is being put in place without a mission, and it's really making them a sitting duck for attack from Taliban and from terrorist elements. It's to put them in a training mode only, and to say that they are there for helping ferret out terrorism is really a tragic spot for the military. Military needs to be on, if we're going to engage the military, they need to be put into a position where they have a clear mission and where they can achieve that mission with whatever force is necessary to do it, and do it promptly and with overwhelming power, rather than put American forces at risk. In this instance, we have no role in Afghanistan whatsoever other than to interdict acts of terror and training of terror, which requires specialized forces to immediately be deployed in specific areas and eliminate those who would kill us. But we have no role to play in nation building in Afghanistan. The Taliban has been allied with terrorist forces. We can go ahead and obliterate those people to the extent that they continue in that regard. But we're not there to create a Jeffersonian democracy or some sort of a government friendly to the West. We're there to protect our interests, and that has to be a discrete effort, not placing in peril with a missionless environment American forces, only to have them basically just be sitting ducks. It's been for the last 8 years virtually a disaster, because Obama simply has no foreign policy. He doesn't have any clear mission anywhere.
Well, then I question again from the economics of the Democratic side of things. It's all about welfare on an individual basis. Of course, it's also about corporate welfare. Let's not kid ourselves. The idea is, if we can't afford things, how about the context or concept of the money being spent there? I mean, is anybody talking economics anymore?
Well, no, and there's tremendous waste. The Department of Defense Inspector General finds waste that's so outrageous you wouldn't believe it. I mean, billions and billions of dollars have been wasted in Afghanistan.
We're spending ourselves.
The mission is, but you know, but we have no choice but to finance efforts to prevent people from killing us. But we do have a choice about stopping empire building.
All right, more with Jonathan Moore, Cheryl Chumley on the other side of this break. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we are here. Jonathan Emord is here. Cheryl Chumley from WND. Her articles are there, and we've got them linked up. The show notes at robertscottbell.com. Norm Singleton is going to join us in a little while. Hey, Cheryl, have you noticed anything in terms of the media response, Obama's response to the school shooting we talked a bit about last week? And I've written about it over at Epoch Times with Jerry Doyle talking about the psychiatric issue, and not just the psychiatric drug issue. Any talk about that at WND or any other even alternative media sites that are recognizing, hey, maybe we should look at the drugs that the FDA has approved here?
That's fascinating you just said that, because I just this week, as a matter of fact, had a conversation at WND about that very issue, because I think that is so underreported and ignored. And instead, every time there's a school shooting, we get Obama and his Democratic cohorts coming out and denouncing guns as if guns are marching through the street by themselves, randomly shooting people. There's a person with, you know, nine times out of ten, it seems to be a psychological problem, you know, and medicated issue that needs to be looked more deeply at. And I think that issue may be coming to the forefront in the months to come.
Right. And Jonathan, I'm concerned, you know, even with the talk of mental health, because that's the thing that's now become popular. Oh, yeah, we need more mental health thing. But the only mental health thing that is discussed in America under the monopoly medical system is psychiatric medicine, which is now basically drugging people, not talking to them, not detoxifying them, not putting nutrients in them. And so if they get to say you are not qualified to own a gun because, well, you have an aberrant mental condition. What is that? Oh, you believe in the Bible. You have a strong belief that the Constitution is an incredible document. I mean, these are the things I could see happening if the government gets to decide what is mentally unfit.
Well, the vast majority of those who have committed these insane acts of violence on school grounds and sometimes just out in the community are on psychoactive drugs, antidepressants, or drug antipsychotic medication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And each of these drugs that are an issue here are ones that the FDA has admitted, reluctantly but ultimately, admitted after Andrew Mosbacher, FDA medical reviewer, brought this to the attention of the agency. First they suppressed it, and finally it was allowed out. That these drugs increase the risk of suicidality and violent behavior in the people who take them. So if you have the numbers now that we have of people who are on these drugs, it should come as no surprise then that there's an uptick in violence. Now, I'm not saying that every single one of these school shootings is a byproduct of a drug and not of free agency of the person, but I am saying that the utter refusal to investigate and determine whether these drugs are causally contributing to this behavior is shameful, because there is no question that the FDA has agreed, finally, that these drugs actually increase the risk of suicidality and violent behavior. If that's the case, why aren't we investigating to determine whether in these cases these individuals who might have been borderline were pushed over the edge by the very drugs they're being given as a treatment? Shouldn't that cause us to restrict the availability of these drugs, particularly in people who might have a tendency to violent behavior?
Right. Yeah.
But instead, the whole focus, as you point out, is on just restricting the availability of guns. Well, I'll tell you, if innocent individuals who are confronted by a wacko with a gun are not allowed to defend themselves, the numbers of people who will die in future are going to be much greater.
Yeah.
I mean, Cheryl, it's just insane.
Yeah, Cheryl, I'm so glad you're bringing that up over at WND, because you're right. This is so underreported, this angle, and the people are blissfully ignorant, except for a small percentage that are very aware of these connections that Jonathan just made.
Well, it doesn't fit the political narrative. It doesn't fit into a nice little box of Second Amendment crackdowns that those in political power want to press forward with. You know, and when you start talking about medicines and what people are prescribed, it opens a whole host of other issues. You know, some of them need to be actually looked at pretty hard before you start regulating in that area. For instance, what right does the government have to intrude on family decisions about what medications are prescribed children in the family or not? That's
right.
Something that, you know, that could become a slippery slope. So these things do need to be looked at, but as far as the government comes swooping in with an answer, I don't see that on the horizon.
No. Well, we keep an eye on that with you, Cheryl, and hopefully there'll be some coverage there at WND. You're doing great work. We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan E. Moore and I continue. Norm Singleton joins us from the Campaign for Liberty. When we come back from this break, what is this veto that Governor Brown did in California? A right to try. He's against it. Why?
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach who's using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, another topic that Jonathan Emord has been hot on for years and been helping folks out and fighting for the right to try. Legislation in the states to say overturn the FDA's prohibition on experimental medications or even herbs and things that are not approved for people who are in end-stage diseases, who have no other option, no drugs will work for them. And you know, the Democrats like to say they're more of the people. This is the ruse. Yet Jerry Brown, the humanitarian that he is not, just vetoed a right to try legislation in California. We're going to be joined by Norm Singleton momentarily from the Campaign for Liberty. But Jonathan, that concept, did I kind of throw it out there too simply?
No, we have a real problem in this country because people based on informed consent, knowledge when they're aware that this is an experimental treatment, yet have a dire disease, a life-threatening illness that there is no conventional treatment that can cure, they are being denied the right to have access at their will to experimental drugs that might save their lives. This is a choice for the individual to struggle and fight for their own existence. And whenever government stands in the way of the right to life,
yes,
when a person wants to struggle and fight for their life on their own terms, that is an example of extreme tyranny. That is denying you the right to fight for your own existence. And it should be a violation of the Fifth Amendment. It should be a violation of the 14th Amendment when, it's state action.
Right.
But, this is disgusting. Government has no role to play in preventing a person who is exercising an informed consent to receive a treatment to be denied that treatment. They have no role whatsoever that is legitimate in this country to do that. It's just a sheer rotten example of tyranny.
Yes. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. We're witnessing Democratic Party tyranny in California with Governor Brown vetoing this. What's up with that?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people think of the Democrats still as a party of individual rights, civil liberties. But what could be a more fundamental civil liberty than the right of terminally ill people to choose to use anything that they and their physician have determined may save their life? Yet Jerry Brown is standing in the way of this, and I'm not aware what his real motivation is. It's also interesting that this is a case where you can argue that that this is why we have a Tenth Amendment, is so that states can protect their citizens from federal bureaucracies. Which is what the states are supposed to do, not work hand in hand with the feds in oppressing their states. Congressman Paul and others, when at the federal level, have tried for a long time to get the FDA to force the FDA via legislation to allow individuals to have a right to use experimental treatments or non-approved treatments when they have a terminal illness. And no matter what you think of the current drug approval process, I would hope that you would say that this is just common sense, but it's not something Congress has been anxious to work on.
No, it's not. But Jerry Brown says, Norm, Jerry Brown says, before authorizing an alternative state pathway, we should give this federal expedited process a chance to work. What federal expedited process is going on? I've heard of nothing.
Well, how many people are dying? You know, Reason Magazine had an interview with a gentleman suffering from ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. He should talk to Jerry Brown should have talked to this gentleman about the expedited process. It's still not expedited enough. And why should you have an expedited process when you have a terminal disease? Just let people use the treatments.
Jonathan,
there's no need.
Is there anything on the federal level that you're aware of to allow this to happen that's expedited?
Yeah, they have a process that they've developed for expedited drug approvals, and that depends upon the filing of a petition for drug approval with the FDA. That means that somebody has to marshal some $600 million to advance a drug. Well, you know, who's going to wait for that?
No,
if you're given a death sentence, you get 6 months to live or a year to live. Do you think that those people should tell those people, oh, well, you just have to sit there and wait until the FDA finally does approve a drug? You can participate in a clinical trial, but you just don't meet all the criteria. I'm sorry, you can't do that. We, the FDA, get to play God. We get to determine whether you can live or die or have a chance at life. This is nonsense. In this country, freedom of contract should reign. Informed consent ought to be the rule for physicians. As long as someone is given fully informed consent, they should be able to obtain whatever substance they want in the fight for life when they're terminally ill. Otherwise, we are literally putting government in the position of denying people any hope of survival.
Jerry Brown is in a democratic delusion here, and he's endorsing a culture of death. I'm sorry, I got to say it. To do this, to say that there's an expedited process for someone that was dying of ALS.
It's not really a surprise to me, because it's just the same all over the case with people like Jerry Brown. They favor paternalism over common sense and justice and civil liberties. They want the government to decide. They don't think you should have a right to decide what you should do with your own body and your fight for life when you're dying of a terminal illness.
No, unless you want to terminate your pregnancy.
It's sort of this. It's this view that the government and the bureaucracy and the scientists we wish to employ, we can decide for you better than you can for yourself what's in your own best interest. And here it's the most egregious situation, because people can see it so starkly. You got somebody dying. Conventional treatment won't work, and they want an experimental treatment, and the government says no, because they'd rather decide for you what's in your best interest than let you decide for yourself, even when you're dying.
Yeah. All right, speaking of democratic delusions, we got Hillary Clinton news as well. I want to ask you, Norm, about this. Lobbyists for Clinton's enemies are bankrolling her campaign. In the debate, she was asked, who do you perceive your enemies to be? And she said, well, in addition to the Republican Party, I'm proud to count the health insurance companies and the drug companies as my enemies, she says. Well, it turns out they're major league funders to her campaign. So explain to me how funding your campaign is equivalent to being an enemy, Norm.
That's a very interesting, and it's part of this big facade that has been going on. And If I wanted to denigrate my favorite form of high culture, I would almost compare it to pro wrestling. But
you don't want to insult the pro wrestlers.
No, I don't want to insult the pro wrestlers like my friend Glenn Jacobs. This has been going on at least since Obamacare. Well, in the Obamacare debate, where you had Obama getting out and denouncing the insurance lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby, and then in the back, his staffers are openly they're emailing back and forth with the lobbyists to say, like, well, if we give you this, will you spend this much money on a PR campaign or something like that? And now she's getting money from the insurance industry. Lobbyists, from pharmaceutical lobbyists. Heather Podesta, whose wife is her ex-wife of Tony Podesta, a big league in the Clinton machine. Heather represents Cigna, and Tony lobbies on behalf of some pharmaceutical firms. They've given a lot of money to the Clinton Foundation. There's some other lobbyists for pharma who are bundling for Hillary Clinton and other drug companies, and it really is just the reason is, of course, that contrary to the left-wing propaganda, and unfortunately contrary to some of what you might hear from some uninformed libertarians and conservatives, big industry loves Obama.
Love regulations. Yeah. They bought all of the favors they could buy. I mean, when you got the Clinton Foundation coming in and getting $1 million to $5 million from drug industry, Humana, insurance, Merck, Pfizer donating, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, you're telling me Big Pharma's your enemy and they're greasing the skids so that whatever you claimed to take away from them, you're actually giving them? Oh, man.
That's right.
I want my friends to see through this. I've got friends, and Jonathan, remember, you have some friends that are on the political left. Can they see through this?
I'm afraid not. But here's the big problem. I mean, this is classic demagoguery, of course, and it's characteristic of Hillary Clinton. Everybody knows who's giving her money that this is demagoguery.
Mm-hmm.
They know that this is not real. They know that when Hillary Clinton is actually in a position to influence power, that she's doing their bidding. and they know she'll do it again, and they know that this is just a line, that it's a good line for getting a vote, and they know she'll do nothing with it. They know that she's a demagogue, and they like that. Because, look, you get to diffuse attention, create confusion. People think, oh, well, I'll vote for Hillary. She said that. And then you get in power, the very person that they want the most to be in power, because they can deal with her. And they might not be able to deal with someone like a Rand Paul, or they might not be able to deal with somebody who is independent of pharmaceutical interests. You know, this is the way it works. They know that.
And let me just add this on the socialist front of Bernie Sanders, because he's got, I mean, the people are going gaga for him on the left. And you think that the big pharma is going to be upset with him in power? It's even bigger gifts to big pharma when they go socialism.
To be fair, my experience with Bernie Sanders and his staff when I worked for Ron Paul, and we were on the banking committee, and Ron and Bernie Sanders were on the banking committee together, was he was more consistently anti-corporatist than the average Democrat or even a lot of establishment Republicans. He's also one of the few on the left to, even though he did ultimately sell out to cave into Chris Dodd on audit the Fed, to
right.
question the cult of the Fed. So I think that the just like the establishment Republicans don't want to Rand Paul, I think the establishment Democrats really don't want Bernie Sanders.
You're right. We got to take a break, guys. Jonathan E. Morch here, Sacred Fire of Liberty, Norm Singleton, and we got to talk about this Lamar Odom situation, because this is going to launch a new round of attacks on dietary supplements.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jonathan, you spent many years in your legal career defending the right to access dietary supplements, natural medicines, and such. And you have seen the bias within Congress, within the bureaucratic oligarchy, within medicine as well, against these supplements. Now there's a tragic news story of a former NBA player, evidently was married or divorced, I'm not sure, this guy Lamar Odom, to one of the Kardashians in Las Vegas. He's on death's door, apparently, had been doing cocaine all weekend at a brothel, and he happened to have, evidently, they're saying, taken a lot of whatever herbal Viagra is, and they're saying, well, we really need to look at the dangerous dietary supplements here. Now, where's the disconnect? Did they say he was doing cocaine? We need to look at this illegal drug? No, immediately attack the supplements.
Yeah, it's just insane. You've got a drug that's extremely potent and dangerous, and also we have, by the way, several instances of these drugs even being spiked with even lethal substances in the black market that, in the last year, cocaine and heroin has cropped up in different parts of the United States with forms that are so extremely toxic that quantitative amounts conventionally, regularly taken by these drug addicts have resulted in severe cardiac arrest and seizures and comas. So that would be your first focus, of course, not a herbal supplement which is legally in the marketplace and has no history of significant adverse events. Yet, you're right. There's this bias both within the FDA. The FDA feeds this. They use all of these circumstances as a justification for saying, hey, we need more regulatory authority over these unregulated dietary supplements. That's absolutely false. Dietary supplements are among the most regulated substances on Earth. We treat them, the federal government treats them like fissile materials. It's not that they're unregulated.
No, not at all. Norm, what are you seeing on you know, from the Campaign for Liberty side? Do you see this bias building already?
Yeah, there's a tremendous bias about dietary supplements, and you see it today on Drudge. There was a story about people supposedly dying from supplements, but how many people go in to the emergency room every day because they either were prescribed a prescription drug that they shouldn't have taken, or they misused it, they took too much, or made a bad combination of it, and that doesn't seem to, unless it's a high profile recall, that doesn't make the make the news. And you said, and Jonathan said, this herbal Viagra, which I'd never heard of before, but if you watch the commercials for regular Viagra, you like most prescription drugs,
yes,
we have that we do have that thing at the very end where they kind of almost scare you away from them, and everybody knows the punchline about the prescription Viagra.
Yeah, well, the four hour erection, contact your doctor. But look at this. You take that properly. You take it properly. According to the label, you could end up with that or worse. Yet with dietary supplements, you take them properly. Nobody's dying from them. You have to massively abuse them to do that.
A friend of mine on Facebook actually made a good observation yesterday about the prescription drug advertisements, which was, how could an anti-depression drug cause suicidal tendencies? Does that make any sense? You're depressed. No. Your doctor gives you this drug to take, and it ends up making you want to, you would think that the FDA, if they were doing the job that they're supposed to do, and this is another reason why we maybe might be actually better off without an FDA, because they don't do the job.
False sense of security at best, and people rely on these drugs, and they don't realize they're deadly.
Yeah.
All right, Norm, good job with the Campaign for Liberty. Great reporting on these news stories. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
And Jonathan, my friend, my goodness, big news on that FTC ruling. We've got to cover that some more on the next show, okay?
Yes, sir, Robert.
Big time. We're going to get that out everywhere we can, so pay attention to that. In the meantime, I got another hour of broadcast healing to go. We got questions of the day, more on the Lamar Odom situation. Also, we have our first fruitarian joining us. Wow. The power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.